Is it he, or are we to look for another? Question number 113. He that dasheth in pieces, as I see it after reading tract number 14, War News Forecast, is Hitler. But how can this be, when he is now getting the worst of it, and the Allies are winning the war? Answer. The tract does not by name identify the one who dasheth in pieces. Any conclusions, therefore, that may be deduced from one's analysis of its contents can be only inferential, and therefore tentative. From current developments in the European theater of war, it does look as though Hitler is doomed. Despite this appearance, however, Nahum's prophecy analytically fits him, although it is possible that someone else may yet come forth to carry the prediction to fulfillment. And if during this war the prophecy does not meet its entire fulfillment, then it must be that the sealing of the saints is yet incomplete, the work of the message unfinished, the first fruits not ready to stand with the Lamb on Mount Zion. This seems to be the only hindrance. So while we do not as yet see the way in which the prophecy will fulfill itself, we are, however, plainly told that at the time Assyria falls, the Lord will free his people not only from the sinners in their midst, but also from the Gentile rule. The Assyrian, though, shall fall with the sword, not of a mighty man, and the sword, not of a mean man, shall devour him, but he shall flee from the sword, and his young men shall be discomfited. For through the voice of the Lord shall the Assyrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. Isaiah 31:8, chapter 30:31. Hence, while the holy voice of prophecy declares, "For now will I break his the Assyrian yoke from off thee, and will burst thy bonds in sunder," it also commands, "Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee, he is utterly cut off." Nahum 1:13-15. Now is the convenient time, dear reader, to take a firm stand with him that bringeth the good tidings. Do not put it off.